bowed our heads, we open service. Glorious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a wonderful day. Lord, a day that you give us life, health. Lord, and a desire in our hearts to serve you. Father, we're so appreciative that you, Lord, give us a prophet in this last day, Lord, that can reveal your word to us. Then you give us revelation, Lord, that we may know how to please you. Father, that's what we come here tonight for, Lord, is to gain in revelation, Lord. Have you speak to us, Lord, that we may know more how to please you. Bless us now, Father. As you walk amongst us, I ask, Lord, that you would just have your way. Lord, just deal with every heart according to our needs. We ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to turn in our capstone books. Praise his name. Start on page 49, if you would. Blood that stained the old rugged cross. So glad he paid the price for me, saints.
On the cross of Calvary, our blessed Savior died, gave his life to save the world from lost. In his pain,
page 77.
Amen. What he's done for us, saints. I'm willing, Lord, to go. Hallelujah.
God gave his son for me upon Mount Calvary. He shed his precious blood to save my soul. And I
and now
Of course he lives. It's just over one.
He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's
Heavenly Father, again, we just appreciate this wonderful opportunity we have this evening to gather. a blessing to come in, Lord, and bathe down in your sweet presence, Lord. And Lord, something that's so real to us, you're so precious to us. And Father, we realize that even that is by your grace, your mercy, Lord. And we're so thankful for it. And we just come now, Lord, and present our needs back to you, Lord. You know exactly what our heart's desires is. You know what needs we have in our life. You know, Lord, the spiritual need, the financial need, physical need, whatever it may be. You know all these things, Father. And we're so thankful that you do. Because, Father, the Holy Spirit interceding for us sometimes does so much better for us than what we think even for ourselves we could do, Lord. But Father, you know everything about us and what needs to be done. So we ask that you would reach down now and everyone that present their need before you tonight. I'm asking, Lord, that you would touch that need in their life and meet it, and Father, in an abundant way. And Father, may each one of us give thanksgiving for it,
yes,
and appreciation, knowing, Lord, that it's you that has to take care of this. And may we be so thankful of it. And Lord, maybe there was someone here, Father, that didn't even ask for anything and maybe don't realize the need they have. Lord, we're asking that you would help them also. That you just move down in their heart's door and open it up. And Father, just minister to their hearts, oh God, the need in their life. So we ask that you bless them also. And bless each one that couldn't be with us tonight. I'm sure, Lord, there's many who probably wanted to be with us tonight, just couldn't be here. But I'm asking that you just come down in the room wherever they're at. And Father, just open their hearts to the word as we each will. For your grace, and Lord, just be able to eat and feast on the Word of God. And we ask that you just bless our brother as he brings it forth here shortly and make it easy for him, oh God. And just may he feel the pull of our hearts, Lord, and pulling on it and desiring. Lord, our brother has spent time to want to feed the lambs and sheep of God. And Father, let's give him respects and open our heart, Lord. Father, just be a part of those labors of love that he brings forth. So we ask that you just bless the remainder of service now. Just have your way in all things. And Father, when we get ready to leave, may we be able to say it's been good together in the house of the Lord and listen to the word of God and fellowship with you, Lord. So we appreciate you now. Just bless us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask.
Special tonight. Amen. Don't everybody jump up at once.
Hey, you got anything tonight, Cam?
Yes, you go.
Praise this wonderful name.
There is nothing that
Let's all stand, if you will, sing a little chorus, Only Believe. That's where Rosa comes.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Jesus is here. Amen. You believe he's here with us tonight? Amen.
Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here.
Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, it's so sweet to be here, Lord, and to feel your presence with us. And Lord, just to come to an honor to your word, Lord, and to your that you set forth for us, Lord, to come and to gather around this precious word that you've left us on printed page. And Lord, I'm the one doing the reading tonight, Lord, and maybe exhorting and stressing emphasis onto the scriptures or the quotes that's been left. But Lord, by the Holy Spirit, Lord, may it just in a special way mean something extra to someone, Lord, and just strike our hearts, we pray. We'll never fail, Lord, to see you receive the glory and the honor for it. We just commit ourselves unto thee for service now. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you want, we'll turn our Bibles over to Hebrews and read a verse of Scripture, and you can be seated in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. I'm going to read quite a few Scriptures this evening. It's just meditating and thinking about these things, and we'll just see if we can pull a little thought from them. Amen. Hebrews 10, and a very familiar, the 22nd verse. And let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. Yes. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Thinking about Paul as he put stress on this, holding fast your faith, hold to our faith, and realizing that, you know, when you stop and think about, there's many, many churches throughout the land, and there's many, many ideas and different thoughts and processes that people have went through with to come up with something for the scriptures. But I think of the scripture where it says Jesus in the day of the feast, he stood up and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me, and I'll give him of those waters of life freely. He didn't say to come to this church, don't come here, don't come. He said, come to me. And who is he? By God's grace, we've been given eyes to see. He is the Word. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. Yeah. And to think about that as he began to speak, as he walked along the ways, and while he was here in that flesh body, and revealing himself greater to us, and breaking forth the bread of life, and then to realize as he went away, he said he would come again. And to realize and told the disciples to go up and to tarry in Jerusalem till they be endued with power on high, and that at his word, as Peter said, at thy word, Lord. Yeah. And knowing they followed in obedience to God's word, and to see him send down the promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost back into the church, amen. Yes. To see him begin to manifest and to vindicate his life through the body of believers then, and realizing that as we stand in this age and have been given a prophet, to realize that to bring and to pull together the picture for us and to show us God's hidden plan and mystery that was laying here. Mm-hmm. And how each one of us, it's not my idea, it's not the church's idea, but it's God's word. And it's laying here for each one of us that can pick it up. God has gifts he's given to the church. They have a place and a purpose. But each one of us, God draws on our heartstrings as individuals. And he left himself here in printed form for you and I. That as we begin to hunger, if there's a hunger drawing and something pulling down in there, it just can't help but to draw you to this place of wanting to know more about him. Not the church, not just being a so-called Christian of this day, but what does God want from my life today? And that's what each one of us that has experienced that, as Paul experienced it, and he stressed it all through the book of Acts, that when the Holy Spirit struck him down and God called him and showed him, ever since then it rooted into his heart, Lord, whatever you say, whatever you have, Lord, show me the way. And as you will, we'll turn over here to, let's go to 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter. And as thinking about this, as it's our turn and realizing all that's laying here for us, and realizing all God spoke through those precious men of old and through the prophets, and all that's laying in this Bible that today has got to be come to its fullness in the life of a people. Mm-hmm. And the emphasis that needs to be on every word in here in our own lives personally. And how often wonder do we stop to consider, it's wonderful to know the big things, we'll say, as some may put it that way, the big things of God. But what about our lives daily? What about the expressions that I have to my wife, to my husband, to my children, to the world? Is it truly matching up? And every day we're faced with an opportunity. Things come, obstacles, chances are going to come. It's going to be placed in our path to see if the revelation has truly taken us over.
and that faith being made manifest. And I like how Paul, as he began to express himself here in the second chapter of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, he said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." Yes. He could have come, he was well taught, trained into scholars. He could have come with big words and all kinds of explanations and tried to explain it way back to the beginning in a scientific style of preaching. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He said, "I came unto you declaring the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Yes. And how Paul truly declared that it wasn't him that was living. It wasn't his life. It wasn't his power. It wasn't what he knew. But it was the work of the Holy Spirit in him that was leading him and guiding him to do the things that he'd done. If you go back and read Romans and read the book of Acts and think about it with that as Paul is expressing himself of what the Holy Spirit was doing through him. He was a partaker of that. And he could truly speak to that just as they did as Peter. We're going to read some things Peter said. But as we think about that, how Paul went forth, and he didn't want people just to hear what he had to say, but in power and demonstration, his life was declaring that there was a change taking place and that was laying before him. And as I think about that, I think about all the words that Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, spoke and placed in here. And how to, when you just think about it, husbands love your wives. Wives be under subjection to your husbands. Children honor your father and your mother. You think of all of the word, and you can take it all. You can go through book by book and think about all of these things that's daily to day life.
Yes.
And that's the expression of his life in us, taking us over. That's the revelation of saying not just to follow somebody else's idea, and that's what Paul was doing. He could have come and truly taught it in his own manner and said that in this way and that way and had a major following, just like the priests and the Pharisees of that day, the Sadducees, had great followings because they were teaching by the letter of the law. But Paul came with something different, an experience. Something had happened to him. He had seen what it meant to have that baptism of the Holy Ghost come upon his life and to truly change his desires, his drive, his passion. Everything about him was changed and focused to one purpose. And oh my, as he began to express that, and as we go back and look at the words that he left for us, moved by the Holy Spirit to write with his pen to Ephesians and Colossians and Galatians and Philippians, when we take all of that and melt it into our hearts, do we truly measure ourselves up? When we talk about measuring ourselves up by God's word, that's the measuring stick.
Yeah.
That was God speaking forth his life and showing what that life would be through a body of believers. Mm-hmm. And oh my, how it ought to stir our hearts to go back and to read and to search these things out to see what he has for us. As we think about that, the revelation, it's going to take more faith, more understanding in this day than in any other age. And this was where it began. This was the foundation of that faith that it would take today. And oh my, you can't get up here without getting down here first. And we must start there as individuals before God. And if there's something in our hearts drawing, you're not going to find that satisfaction just in looking for a church. You're not going to find that satisfaction by just finding some brother here or some brother there, but you're only going to find that satisfaction when you come to the well of life.
Yes,
the very fountain. Oh, I do believe God's given us good pastors and good teachers and prophets to lead us to that place and to bring this word in a manner that he set it forth. But when you go to Thurston, you got to find him. The person, amen.
Yes, amen.
And oh, he does have a personality. Hallelujah. As the prophet spoke in the Christ is the mystery of God revealed. I believe it was. Amen. Let's turn over here to Peter. 1 Peter in the first chapter. And just trying to, there's a lot of scriptures, but just trying to catch some highlights here as this was. Amen. 1 Peter. I was going to say I went too far. First Peter in the first chapter. And let's just read this whole thing as Peter was speaking here and just think about it for a moment. First Peter in the first chapter, first verse. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. It's just many trials, many obstacles, many life expectancy. Every day you're faced with something. You can't, it's happening, but it's bringing forth proof. As you overcome, as you see that overcoming taking place in your life, as the obstacle arises and you see it handled with Christ-like manner, his life, his expressions, his compassion, the way he would deal with situations, as you see that life being expressed, oh my, as Peter goes on to say, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though be a tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What a consolation it ought to be bringing. And as you realize this, these things that are happening is building character in you. Jesus learns character through the things that he suffered. It built his character. Yes, and how as things arise, we may not understand why we go through a circumstance over here. We don't understand why it has to go this way. But God knows each and every one of us. He knew what it would take to bring us to the place he wanted for us to be. And as our pastor even mentioned it Sunday, some may come through, it look like on a bed of ease. Like the Holy Spirit just falls on them and it just so easy and it just moves. Yeah. And then others it may not be that easy. They're searching here and running and looking here and looking, hunting over there. What about this? What about that? I don't get this. But oh, God's got a perfect time for every one of those little elected that was predestinated. Amen. Before there was a moon or a star. But he brings each one of us through different circumstances for his glory and to the praise of his honor. Let's see here. He says, praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom now you see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's why I can sing, he touched me. Amen. I've experienced that. Each one of us, as we've come under that opportunity and had the Lord lead, draw us and reached down his hand to us and truly lifted us out and set our feet on a path and showed us the way. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, it just bubbles up from within. Amen. He says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets having inquired, just think about this, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, me, at this point in time. Amen. Just think how long ago this was written, but down through time we were there. We were in his mind while he was on the cross. Yes. I was on his mind. He saw me before this world began. And everything that he's done from the beginning to the end, I am a part of. He done it with me and you in mind, that today we would be here reading these very words.
Yes.
And it stirs our heart today the same as it did the day Peter stood in his time with them and spoke these words to that little elected at that time. Their heart was burning within them, just as when the disciples walked with Jesus and they said, did not our hearts burn within? Yes, then, even then, every time he spoke through his special way to his people,
yes,
it word was doing the same work in a life here, mm-hmm, and there and building up onto the place that he wanted them to be. Let's see, he says, prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that should be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And as you think about all the word that's been left here, and many started out on a path and they've grown cold and they've let their life slide back into the former things they left and come out of. But don't let us be of that number. But let us hold fast as individuals what God has dipped into our hearts. Yes, hold fast those things that we have been understood and has been revealed to us as individuals. Mm-hmm. May we stand firm and fast. Yes. And be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. What a price he paid for us to be here tonight. Amen. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Think, I want you to focus that your faith's not standing in your wisdom of your church. Mm-hmm. It's not standing in the faith of your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, but it's standing in God. He made it in such a way that you would be in him. Yes. Your faith, your confidence is in him. Just as the little woman that had the blood issue, she knew her faith wasn't in nothing else. Yes. But she knew if she could but touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole. It was revealed to her. She saw something in it. She knew. That was the fountain she needed to get to. Yes. And oh my, for each and every one of us, that is the fountain that we're drawing from tonight. Amen. And oh my, if you can but get to that fountain, yes, it's a never-ending supply. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave you glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass, and the grass wither, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. And if we would, let's go ahead and go over to 2 Peter now. And with that thought is thinking about this revelation that he is dipping into our hearts through his provided channel, that our faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men or in a hope of a church, but in God alone. Think about it as Peter put it here in 2 Peter, the first chapter in the 13th verse. Or we'll back up to the 12th verse. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. And I can't think about how much we go back and rehearse the things that God spoke to us through the prophet of this day. And you know, people are getting away where they don't want to go back and read the quotes. Well, we know what he said. We're just going to go to the scriptures only. Without what God delivered to us through that prophet, we wouldn't have the understanding that we have today of these things that are laying here. It was God's provided way, his channel, for it to come. And oh my, it was God speaking to us just through William Branham, the same as he spoke to Paul on that road to Damascus. As he just used there, it was speaking lip to ear to Paul. Here he was just using another man's lips, but it was God's voice speaking to you and I through that prophet to bring us the word. Amen. He goes here, he says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, present truth. Yea, I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. And moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and we were with him in the holy mount. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawning and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, but the prophecy came in the time of old, not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God declaring his message and his word to us to bring us to that place to where our faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but it would be founded upon a rock, something that would hold and never waver. And is it something you can do in yourself? No, it's something he gives to you. There's just something about that little seed down on the inside. It hears the word and it just somehow just continues to draw it in. There may be times, there may be things that you just don't know. Maybe the picture's a little fuzzy and you just, like, I don't know, Lord, I don't see it like I need to. And you just keep waiting and crying out to him, and then all of a sudden, at some point in time, the word comes, word you've heard before, a word you've read before, a word somebody else has preached, but it'll come back one more time around through the way of remembrance, and all of a sudden the picture just becomes clear by the work of the Holy Ghost in your heart and in life. And oh my, how thankful we ought to be if that work, we can see it taking place in us. Not just gaining knowledge, oh, I go to church here and I believe it like this because that's what the church says. But there's something down on the inside of every individual that's truly saying, Lord, I know that was your word to me. Amen. And there's just something about it that it just makes you just want to hold on to it with all that's in you. Amen. Let me see here. Hallelujah. Let me go to what I had here. Back over to Colossians, if you will, in the second chapter of Colossians. Amen. Just to put these things back in our heart. It's good to stir. Amen. Colossians 2. Start here at the first verse just to catch what Paul was saying. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them that are at Laodicea. For as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father and of Christ, and in whom all the treasures of wisdom, in whom are hid all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. And how it ought to truly just that much more cause us to want to dig our roots down into this foundation.
Yes, amen.
We've seen people that just tried to build their foundations into the church. We've seen people that tried to just build their foundations because they enjoyed the people they were fellowshipping with. But that won't hold you in the times of fear, the times of strait. Things start shaking up and things go south. He is the only source of comfort. He is the only rock to which upon to fasten yourself to. He is the anchor that holds through every storm. Amen. As our prophet put it in the message, Spiritual Food in Due Season, a very familiar quote that our pastor has mentioned many times, but just to catch the piece as Brother Branham was expressing it here,
Let me make sure. Maybe I just went over one too many. Let me see here. Amen. This is in the message, actually. Let me read this first. This was in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. And this was preached July 28, 63. And about paragraph 407, Brother Branham was saying, well, you say, now wait a minute, Brother Branham, you're talking about the Old Testament. He was using many things through the Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. He says, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the full revelation of God. God ever says anything, he can never change it. He always magnifies it, not change it. The law was magnified, not changed, magnified. Whosoever commits adultery shall be guilty of death. But whosoever, now magnified, looketh upon a woman to lust after her, he never changed the commandment. He magnified it. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, one day in the week, and now he magnifies it to the rest comes from keeping the Spirit of God, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, hold fast that what's good. For with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to this people. And that is the rest. That's the refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And yet they would not hear it and wag their heads and walk away for their denominations. This is the refreshing, see? Magnifying the Sabbath day to you Sabbatarians and so forth. Oh my, he don't change, he magnifies it. Hell has spread her gates to receive them. And now you can see now the end time message, why it's rejected. Can you? He says, amen. Now, no denomination, but the revelation of his mystery. See, no denomination, the revelation. God is not known by denomination. He is known by revelation. Our pastors showed us, he's went back and brought these things out that are what makes up a denomination, an idea, a creed of man, injected into with the word, mixed. You can be a denomination to yourself if you decide to take anything and mix it with God's word. The prophet showed these things to us. He says, see, no denomination, the revelation. God is not known by the denomination. He is known by revelation. Look, God in his body, Christ, and Christ in his body, the bride. Oh my, God makes manifest in Christ. Christ made manifest in the bride. And as God took from the body of Adam the woman and she fell, then God has took from the body of Christ his flesh, his body, which is word, and is bringing a bride out that won't fall by denomination or creed. No, sir, but she is coming back with the pure, unadulterated word of God being manifested. And I hope every man that hears this tape, every woman will understand that. She is the second Eve, but she is not breaking and spoiling her skirts of purity and holiness to her husband. She'll stay with his word regardless of what anybody says. You can have all the immunical moves you want to and all the affiliations. And they're going to bring a persecution on pretty soon and shut up all the churches. You see that? The churches like this, who is not a denomination. They'll use them for a storehouse, anything. And if any man goes off to offer prayer for anybody else that don't belong to that ecumenical movement, will be shot on the spot. It's already, the Lutheran minister, the head of it, said so, and right here, you can read it here in your magazine, right? But it don't make any difference what they say. That church will stand true in the fight. She's already proved back yonder. She'll do it again in the face of everything. It's the word of God. And let all ecumenical movements and everything else be gone. She's going to be there without a spot or a wrinkle. That's right. She'll stand there. And oh my, that's why we depend upon him and cry out for revelation more than anything in this life. Because we're holding fast to what's been given us and asking him to make it more real each and every day. Because as time goes on, it's getting harder and harder. Maybe your best friend tries to sway you away. They'd say what you're believing is wrong. What you're following, that ain't the way God meant it. But God's word speaks to individuals. Yes. And when God has once spoke to that individual, it doesn't matter. I think of Martin Luther back when he realized the just shall live by faith. One man against a whole group. But he had once anchored in his heart and he was screaming it from the housetops. Yes. And oh my, you can go back through the scriptures and see that once God reveals something to any of those men down through time, as God revealed it, it couldn't be burned out of them, it couldn't be shook out of them, it couldn't be run out of them. But they held fast to what he had revealed to them. Amen. Think about John. They tried to bowl it out of him in oil, but they couldn't. Hallelujah. Something was anchored.
Stephen stoned to death, but always face shone with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Just think, when it's truly anchored, it don't matter what life throws at you, what comes your way, it will hold. Amen. If it's fastened in that rock. Hallelujah. You sisters can come to the instruments. This is in the message, Spiritual Food in Due Season. And Brother Branham, now think about this as he brought this, and it's getting close to the end of his ministry. This was in July of 65. And all that he had brought, but just think about it as he put it here. He says, and I want you to get built up in the holy oracles of God.
Yes.
In the faith of this hour.
Glory.
The faith. It's going to take more faith than it ever has in any age for this is to be that rapturing faith to be taken up.
Amen.
And so we want you to believe tonight in all that you've seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs, the wonders that you have seen done.
Yes.
We want you to accumulate all that together
yes.
in your heart and consider whether it be of God or not. So yes. just think about it. All we've read, all we've seen, and then all we've seen done in this late hour that God has done, let it get built up into your heart to bring you to that place to trust to what God spoke through that prophet. He said he would do nothing till he showed it to the prophets first. And all that prophet came and the message came forth to declare. Whether it be of God or not, is like Elisha of old. If God be God, then serve him. And if Jesus is the center of all things to the Christian, then I think we ought to let loose of everything else and cleave to him.
Yes.
Remember, he is the center. He is the North Star. He is the ultimate. He is
yes.
the absolute. And if he is the North Star, there's only one thing that'll point to that North Star, and that's your compass that you're sailing with. And the compass that I'm trying to sail with is the Word, and the Word always points to him. And we'll feel like we're going through a great time, and we feel like we're going through a great time of distress and trials, perplexity of the time, distress between the nations. All kinds of things are happening, and sometimes I get engulfed, like where I look, it's like on a ship out on the sea, and I've been given charge of the boat. And how are we going to make it? And here comes one with a white cap and 100 times bigger than my ship. But we'll crest them, every one. We are more than victors through him. The captain, the chief captain, has got a hold of the string at the end of the ship. And he'll pull it through and we'll crest every one of them. Amen.
Yeah.
And by God's grace, that's where my faith is resting. And I want it to be anchored more and more every day. I want to be built up into that I can trust only what he said. When you think Abraham believed God, he didn't look at the circumstances. He didn't look at what was surrounding him. But he let his faith be built up in what he had seen God do. And he knew he couldn't lie. And he changed not. Oh my. And he put his anchor in that and washed on. And oh my, may we be a people that will truly build our anchor on this. But may we not forget, but it's good to go back and to read these things and ask the Holy Spirit to mellow us out. To take our lives over and mold us and to break us and to bring us into that humility, that humbleness of mind, and to where we truly would provoke one another to love and to unite together and to lift each other up in prayer and to think more on the things of others more than the things of ourselves. Even as husband and wife, children to father, father and mother, all as a group, even here brothers and sisters together, yielding to the Holy Spirit and to the humbleness and the sweetness of that Holy Spirit to bring us to the unity that he said we'd be in. Amen. May we truly get ourselves rooted and grounded and let us build ourselves up in the faith of this hour.
Amen.
Oh my, a faith that's going to change these bodies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's all stand if you would. I pray you can take a little something from God's precious word. Amen. Just an exhortation, but we won't be negligent to put you always in remembrance, though you know these things. Peter wrote that to God. The Holy Spirit made sure Peter put that in there for a reason. Amen. And by God's grace, Lord, keep renewing my mind. Bring me to that place that you would have me be. And Lord, what I don't understand, bring it back that I would grasp those things. And all may we yield ourselves to him. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Anybody got a song on your heart? Anybody at all? Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. He is the Lord of glory. Amen.
He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. The Alpha and Omega.
is he, your Lord of glory. Amen. I love him. He's just so precious. And those precious scriptures and quotes tonight, again, I'm so thankful for. Again, I said many times, but it's just so beautiful by God's grace to see yourself identified with the Word of God. You know, and I was thinking about, again, this week about, you know, this, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after this. It's my birthday. 44 years. My new birth took place 44 years ago. And that was just, I'll never forget it. Never forget it. And, you know, I think, look how many years has gone by, and God's grace has imparted his word to me, give me what understanding he has to me, the revelation of it. And I think, Lord, how much more revelation I need. Amen. So brother was reading, you know, spiritual due season. But the faith of this hour, oh my, that rapturing faith. And that's, of course, you know, is what's really been on my heart a lot. And I'm trusting you're still praying about that and asking God to open your heart to it. Because if he doesn't, there won't be no rapture for you. But if he opens it up to you as an individual, there will be a rapture for you. Oh my, and it's just, as I said Sunday again, I'm looking forward to that time. But yet it's just such a, you know, as he's mentioned about faith, what it does. You know, faith makes things so real to you. I mean, like Brother Branham mentioned it, he said, faith makes it so real to you, it's the same as you've got it in your hand. That's real, you know, to us as far as being able to feel something. You know, if I think Mike right here beside of me, and I put my hand on it, it's there. Okay. My eyes says it's there. My feeling says it's there. It's just something physical, natural. But faith is something you can't see with the natural eyes. But something reveals it to you. It makes it so real. And that's what I'm thinking on this rapturing faith. And it brings me to the point, do I speak on it? So what do you mean, Brother Steve? I know there's some not ready. If we bring it out, and if there's a little minister over here bringing it out, another one over here on the other side of the earth brings it out, and a rapture takes place, you still feel and think about those who, you know, is not ready. Because you know what he required to be ready. Do we speak on it? Just keep praying, Lord. This is the time. And you'll see what I mean when we get to it. It's just the time. It's got to come sometime. It has to come out. We have to see it. It has to be revealed to it. Because there is a people going to be raptured. You see? Will I be one? Will you be one? When is that time? Again, when that time comes, God is going to do something special. Yeah. Oh, my. As I said, just pray for me. Because the human side of me says, if a people get this, look at the people that's going to be lost. But yet the people that get it, sometime soon they're going to be caught up. They have to. You don't stop the Holy Spirit. When God goes to do something, he does it. There ain't enough human beings, there ain't enough things on earth, there's not enough militaries, not enough governments to stop it. God does when he says it's time. It's got to happen. When, I don't know. But when is it going to be? Oh my. I'm looking forward to it. So again, if you got nobody to pray for us, and so many times you pray for me, I just want to make sure it's the time. It's the time. Again, it's got to come. My people has got to be ready. Didn't Brother Branham say she's going to be watching for that rapturing faith? She's going to be looking for it. You know? So if we find it,
what's going to happen. Well, could be a short time, could be another year. We don't know. But we know when a bride gets that revelation, something has to happen. It has to. Oh my, because God always, when He reveals, He manifests. Is that right?
Yeah.
Absolutely does. So let's just be praying. And as I said, if you're getting anxious to go home, then pray with me. Amen. If you're worried or scared, still pray before it's too late. Yeah. Because there's going to be a time come in closing. It'll be too late for somebody. And they'll never see it. So I trust everyone in here and listens to the Word of God will catch it. Get a hold of it before it's too late. Amen. Oh, I love it. But you know what's on my mind? I told you. Amen. So just keep praying for me. Amen. Because I want to make sure it's the time. Okay. All right, let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful for your grace, your mercy, your love, your direction, your leadership, your guidance. What would we do, Lord, if we didn't have you? We'd be, as the song says, we'd be like a ship, lost on sea, without a sail, without a stern, Lord, being tossed and driven through life, the restless storms of life that oftentimes comes to destruction. There's been so many ships, Lord, broken up and destroyed through the storms of life. To just look at the ocean, Lord, and many times you look at it and it seems so peaceful and calm. But Lord, there is storms and strife. And Father, everything must be just right on the ship. Father, sometimes even when things seem to be right, it still isn't good enough to hold up in life's storms. But Father, we have one in the ship with us tonight that's been able to stand every storm, go through every wind, every destroying wave that smashes the ship. And Lord, we're so thankful we got you with us in our ship. Father, those who don't have them, you with them. Lord, may you become present before them. And may, Father, you enter that ship. And as they begin to continue to sail life's dangerous seas, may they, Lord, see that it's you that's been with them all the time. We ask now, Father, as we leave this place, that you may help us. Forgive all of us of our sins and our iniquities, Lord. Forgive us of our shortcomings and the things, Lord, that maybe just don't please you like it should. Maybe we failed and maybe we've gotten caught up in something we shouldn't be caught up in. Lord, we ask you to forgive us and may your precious blood wash away all those stains, Lord. We ask that you just help us to serve you and to give our life to you. It's getting close, Lord, as going home time. This great rapture, Lord, has been spoke about for years and years. It will happen, Lord. And Father, these things our brother read tonight, these precious scriptures, quotes, it should be putting a greater assurance in our hearts, a greater understanding, a greater revelation of what you've done for our people. So we ask again that you just bless us now as we part from this little place, but again, not parting from your presence, but Lord, oh God, seeking a greater and closer walk with you, that you'd have a greater way in our life, a greater preeminence in our lives. We ask that you would just have your way now and watch over us as we travel and make our journeys where we have to go. And Father, if it be your will, if you should tarry, Father, we gather in here Sunday and just ask for your leadership and you to guide us. To bring what you want us to bring. And whoever you want it to bring, Lord, bring the message, Father. It's all in your hands. So we ask now that you'd have your way through the name of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So precious, so wonderful. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. We haven't sung for a long time, but there is peace in the time of trouble. Amen. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace, though the world be raging. Shelter on His arms. Sing it one more time. Just think about it. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm.